from talking mouths.
In a way, it's good that it's so long ago and it is hard to remember, because I can't imagine how boring this podcast series would be if the memories were better. Like, yeah, and then we took out the poplar that was about 6 inches in diameter, and then, yeah, then 5 meters up the trail from there was a rock. Yeah. And yeah, we had to dig that out. So I got the Pulaski, and yeah, Jesse said, don't use the Pulaski. And then, yeah, so thank God for our limited memories, because like this would be interminable.
Hi, my name is Moira. You may recognize my smooth vocal stylings from the long, forgotten Smells Like Yukon podcast. Now I'm back to help my old boss with a little narration work for his new podcast. No, I don't really care what it's called. Apparently, the story of how Mark and two of his friends started the Boogaloo movement has been delayed. No? Why can't I say that?
The Boogaloo Movement, a loose network of anti-government gun enthusiasts, some with white nationalist tendencies.
Seriously? Apparently, the Boogaloo boys actually remember that too? This is getting ridiculous. It turns out, the story is delayed because Mark, Jesse, and Thane actually remember more about Boogaloo, the trail, than any normal listener could possibly care about. As a result, the editing of the next episode is taking slightly longer than anticipated. And when it's done, it will probably clock in at around an hour. Are you fucking kidding me? Anyhow, Mark stands by his earlier promise that the Boogaloo story will be boring the shit out of you before you're actually riding a snow-free Boogaloo trail.
I remember one instance on Boogaloo North, there was this tree that was just in the wrong spot, right on the apex of that turn. And I remember, like, taking a Pulaski.
Oh, God, help us.